Welcome to another episode of The Travelling Introvert. Today I would like to talk about another myth. Dun, dun, dun. This myth is a digital nomad myth, a working from home myth, a having your own business myth. Because of the way advertising works, we tend to see a lot of pictures of people on the beach. Because apparently a lot of people like the beach. I'm one of these people, but it's not the only thing I like. You tend to get a lot of people, pictures of people on the beach with a laptop, with a drink or on a hammock or whatever it might be. I don't know, and I'm sure all other nomads will tell you, nobody brings their laptop to the beach. You know why? Sand, sun, glare, seawater, children, so many other things that are bad for electronics. Why is it that we have to have this image to try and pull people to the dark side? There's this whole romance around being a digital nomad, which I get to an extent, but I also don't like the way the myth is perpetuated. I would love to work on a beach. Prefer reading on a beach. Prefer drinking on a beach. Prefer building sandcastles on a beach. Working with my laptop, not so much. Maybe my phone to check a message, because these days, unfortunately, we are far too connected. But yes, the myth, no one works from the beach. They might work from their hotel, which looks over a beach, or, you know, a beautiful jungle vista, whatever it might be. Also, no plug point. So yes, I know that there are a lot of computers out there that have 3, 4, 5 hours of time. And there are jobs that you can do without the internet. You can be a digital nomad and not necessarily need the internet. Copywriters don't need the internet. They can just write. They might need the internet for ideas and to source and information, but they don't actually need the internet. They can just, you know, write. But again, yes, working on a beach, on a hammock, pina colada, not so much. If you do aspire to that life, that's great. But because of this myth that's being perpetuated a lot, it leads to unrealistic expectations, and people want to leave their, what people now call their 9-to-5s, used to be 8-to-4 or 8-to-6, but 9-to-5-ish jobs to become digital nomads because they see Instagram pictures of people in beautiful places with, you know, infinity pools and beautiful Machu Picchu, or they're in Shanghai and the next week you see them in Latvia. And they don't necessarily understand the work that goes into those Instagram pictures. I know some people who have a photographer. They hire a photographer to follow them around. In fact, Airbnb offers that as a service now, as an experience. Have someone follow you around and take photos of you. Because let's be honest, they take better photos sometimes than we do. For example, I have very few photos of myself when I'm traveling because I'm busy taking photos of other things and I don't like pictures of me. So having these pictures and these stereotypes, and they're all using Apples, what's up with that? There's so many other computers out there in the world. In fact, someone asked that question. They were like, so all these pictures I see of digital nomads, they all have like Macs. Is that a thing? Is that like you have to have a Mac to become a digital nomad? It's not the case. It's a bad myth. It's bad for digital nomads and it's bad for people who want to become digital nomads. It gives the wrong impression. In fact, I would go as far as to say it is false advertising. Don't believe the hype. It's a lot of hard work. Like any job, it's work. It's work. That's why it's called work. You might work more hours than you used to. You might work less hours. It might not be stable. It might be stable. You might work for someone. You might work with someone. You might hire people. There's a whole mixture of things that could happen. But yes, sitting on the beach with your laptop, myth, bad myth. Thank you for listening to The Travelling Introvert. Feel free to drop me a note at introvert@thetravellingintrovert.com. Leave a message, leave a review, and I will speak to you soon. Have a good rest of your week.